I think it's really lovely to have these two practices together, the meditation, the yoga. They so beautifully weave together and help the body to really settle in to meditation, and the meditation helps you really enter into the yoga. So settle into your meditation posture, whatever that will be, and notice how the body feels. Take a posture which is easeful and supportive to you in this moment. Might not be the same posture you wanted to take this morning. Feeling the earth supporting the body, the weight of the body held in gravity by the earth. Lifting from the base of the spine through the crown of the head, just bringing an energy to the spine, like the head is gently being pulled up by the crown, and let the whole body relax around it. Collecting the attention, placing mindfulness in the forefront, arriving with mindfulness in the body. And you might begin your arrival in mindfulness by focusing in a narrow way, in a particular way, in the breath, in a particular place, breath in the nostrils or in the chest or the belly, or the touch points. And I encourage you to gradually open your attention to include the whole body. And I've been using the expression, the breath is peripheral. Another way that you might experience this, or I could describe this, is that the whole body is breathing. You feel an expansion and a relaxation of the whole body with each in and out breath. as we expand the attention, the awareness to include the whole body, you may experience that it's not a sense of the body in the same way that when we sit down and we feel the buttocks on the chair or on the cushion, so on. And we feel the hands and we straighten the spine. That's very much focusing on the anatomy of the body. And as we bring a mindful awareness that permeates the whole body, it becomes more subtle. It's more a sense of an energetic sense of the body. A very fluid sense, open sense of the body. Not so much as an object in space, as a flow, a system, a process, an aliveness. And in this space, giving space, allowing space, opening space with the body, we gradually experience a kind of a calming, a settling of the whole system. Maybe for a few moments. Sensations come and go. Vedana come and go. Feeling tones. Maybe thoughts come. And if mindfulness is well established, you may notice the thought before it even becomes a full-blown narrative. And again, no judgment, no should, no needing to perform. It's just pointing to the development that happens as we become more settled, stable in mindfulness. you wish to continue exploring this whole body breathing, whole body awareness, whenever you notice that the mind is kind of narrowing down, whether it's a specific point of feeling the breath as a sensory object, or narrowing down, getting caught up in thinking, notice it and gently open up the focus to include a sense of the whole body. And the body is also a kind of, doesn't have a hard edge. It's a kind of an openness, a permeability, a fuzziness to the edge of the body. Letting the delineation of the body be soft, permeable. Aware of the breath, not so much focusing on the sensation of the breath, but that the sensation of the rising and falling leads us to explore the nature of breathing in and breathing out. In Pali, the word anapana which is part of the word anapanasati, sati being mindfulness, so anapanasati means breathing in and breathing out, and the word pana is the same word as prana. We're breathing in and breathing out, that the life energy is breathing us, breathing in and breathing out. The body is being breathed. And just relaxing into that sense of the whole body being breathed.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.